Hey, you want to put Amir away for a hot sec so the game can keep going and the party can end soon?
Oh, I'm good. I don't want to kiss anyone.
My sister's sitting in the circle. You think I'm dying to play? Thank you very much.
Schitt's Creek fans, welcome to another episode of Shits and Giggles. We're a Schitt's Creek podcast where every other week we talk about a different episode of the series, and we're going through the whole thing in chronological order. I'm one of your two hosts. My name is Paul McCambridge, and with me, as always, is my lovely wife, Carla. Carla, how are you?
Doing good, big guy.
Oh, great. Oh, no. Let's not start that. Well.
Oh, well, but why not?
We could do that for this whole episode and then never again.
Oh, wow. Okay. You don't... I know how you feel about our Theodore.
Well, how do I... Wait, what?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes
how do I feel about
sometimes
Ted?
Sometimes you're a little down on Ted. About his little quirky puns.
No,
and...
No.
No, okay. No. All right.
No, it... The first episode, the crowning...
You didn't like their ropes course fun.
I don't like the ropes course fun.
Right.
I just didn't like how she and he were interacting. Like, I didn't like
gotcha.
The Alexis Ted.
Well, there's a lot of Alexis Ted in this, so I wasn't sure.
But it's more fun now. I don't know. It was very weird.
Okay.
Because they weren't on the same. Well, not that they're on the same page this time. Anyway, I think we'll get into that in just a minute.
All right.
But first, let's make an announcement because...
Oh my gosh, an announcement. We need, like, music.
Is that good?
Bad. I'm sure people just turned everything
should
off.
I put,
but go ahead.
Should I put music in?
No.
Okay. All right.
Although you might want to delete the music you just did.
Oh, okay. I will. Maybe I'll leave that music in for patrons only.
Oh,
for sure.
And then they'll ask for their money back. Yes. They'll want a refund.
Yes, I made a Patreon for us. And the reason is, now I explained this in a bonus episode, a really, really quick, like 2-3 minute.
Oh, I'm apparently not even in that bonus episode.
No, I'm just recording by myself for fun. And just
when I just disappear, everyone will be like, oh, I guess that's what it is now.
Yep, it's all just bonus content. No, but I mentioned that I made a Patreon for us. And the reason is, Carly, you know how good I am with math. So this should come at no surprise that like a year ago, after our hiatus, mm-hmm. I realized that the way the hosting site I use works is you get a certain amount of space, mm-hmm. and then each episode takes up so much space, mm-hmm. and then what happens is old episodes get deleted once you run out of space.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, we have to increase our space, and I did, and it was mm-hmm. a very small fee, not a big deal at all, mm-hmm. and I calculated...
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead.
That would be plenty of space... Uh-huh. For us to get through the entirety of the series.
Then you're not really good at math because apparently your calculations were wrong.
Right. Okay. And I realize, how wrong was I? I don't even think we could get through the rest of season 5 with the space we have. Mm-hmm. So I increased the space again. And I thought that if our listeners were so inclined, their small donation mm-hmm. would help us keep all past episodes up there.
Right.
And this isn't some weird threat. Like, I already paid for it. Like, it's not like... It's...
I don't know that anybody would really be in and say, like, well, he's threatening me, so
right.
I guess I should keep listening.
Right.
I think if they want to bail, they'll bail.
No. Yes. As I'm sure people have. But, no, it's not one of the things where people are like, well, I already heard them, so why do I care if, you know, second season disappears? But anyway, it's done. The show will remain up. But if you do want to support us, it's patreon.com/shitsandgiggles. Mm-hmm. To type all that in. There's no ampersand. It's the word and. And we're not asking for much. I put up a $1 level and a $2 level. This is per month. Mm-hmm. And I did put up a $5 level. And in there, I literally wrote, don't give us $5.
Don't pick this level.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean,
don't
I
even give us $1. I don't know.
Right. Don't give us anything. Don't listen to Carla. Listen to me during this.
Yeah, no. No, anybody who, and we had a few very sweet takers on this.
Oh,
and
yeah, already.
Yeah.
I was very
kind.
I think that we are, anytime we hear back from people, we are humbled. And this is even more so. So I did mention that we would,
you'd get a
shout out donors. And the first two people that came in at the $5 level. Literally the thing I told nobody to do, the first two people went in.
Is this like our families?
No.
It's not our families, but is it people that we know?
No.
Wow, that's really humbling then, because we don't even know these
I don't think
people.
Anyone we know actually listens to this.
Probably not. Why would they want to? They have to hear us on a regular basis.
Right.
So
yeah. They could talk to us about Schitt's Creek face-to-face, and they don't want to do that anyway.
They don't have to pay.
Right, yeah. But I want to thank Michelle and Maggie both for donating at the, I named the $5 level, the disgruntled pelican level.
Oh.
So
congratulations on being disgruntled pelicans.
Right.
And thank you.
Yeah. And there are more donors, but I thought I would sort of parse this out.
Space it out.
So if you did not hear your name, I'm not ignoring you.
Oh.
You'll just be on the next episode, I guess. So head over if you are so inclined. We would certainly appreciate that. But let's get into... Oh, also, I literally said on the bonus episode that you're not getting any bonus content for your donation.
We're lucky we can do the content we do.
Well, okay.
No, we're lucky we can, but it's not always easy to fit it in. Today, it is truly a... Where do we have a tiny window of an hour that we can cram this in? Because it's a busy day today. We have a lot of things happening.
There are multiple performances.
Our very own Moira is performing in a show today.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some performances of Shrek to go see today.
If you can imagine a middle school adapting Shrek into a musical, they've done it.
It's very cute.
All right.
But we do, so we do kind of have a busy day today. So it was just a matter of, so the
No. The reason I brought this up is...
Finding extra time.
Right. Well, no, the reason I brought this up is basically on Patreon, people donate because they're getting something more. They're getting unedited episodes.
Yeah.
They're getting bonus content. I do have to say, if it sounds like I do the least amount of editing on this show, it's because I do the least amount of editing. I try and take out ums and uhs and long pauses, but sometimes I know I don't even catch a third of those.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're very professional here in our closet.
Right. And I'm not saying there won't be bonus content, but I wouldn't even know what we would do as bonus content.
I don't know.
Should we act out entire scenes?
No. Okay. Nobody wants to hear
that. Great.
Or, well, they wouldn't see that, but they don't want to see it either.
All right.
Unless it's the actual people doing it.
Should
I don't know. We'll have
to start a visual element of this podcast and put like a camera in our closet and start a YouTube channel? Okay.
No.
None of that is happening, everybody. But thank you. That is there. I know this is a long preamble to get into the episode. So let's get into the episode.
Okay.
We are talking about the fifth episode of season 5, Housewarming. The original air date was February 5th, 2019. This is directed by Laurie Lind. He previously directed The Crowning and Love Letters, and will direct 3 more episodes this season.
Mm.
I found this interesting, and everybody should let me know if I'm wrong.
Oh, okay.
But I think I'm right. Oh, the other thing I said is that I would shout people out by just their first names, and then I thought, if you want me to try really hard to pronounce your last name and do a terrible job, you could request that I do your first and last. But I thought, who wants their first and last name out there?
Right.
I don't know why we're using our first and last names, but we've already done it.
We
gotta. I think so. I don't use your last name.
No.
But I think people could assume
you do
that
say
perhaps
your last
we
name.
Share a last name. Anyway.
As of right now, let's assume maybe we shouldn't.
Share a last name?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Great.
All right. So anyway.
Anyway, I every So I go on to IMDb to do my quote-unquote research. Mm-hmm. And every time there's written by, there are sometimes multiple names listed, but I always click on them because Eugene Levy is always listed as a writer. But mm-hmm. if you click on him, it's just created by. Mm-hmm. He's never actually credited as a writer. So mm-hmm. I always just make sure mm-hmm. to check and see. Some people are listed as like script supervisor, but they're underwriter, stuff mm-hmm. like that. This is, I believe, our first co-written episode. Mm. But I could be wrong. I'm not sure. I mean,
I don't remember talking about that in the past, but I don't remember a lot of things.
No, that's fine. But even as I was writing it down, I was like, maybe. I know we had co-directing episodes with Dan Levy.
Mm-hmm.
But this is written by Dan Levy and Rupinder Gill, which I do think this is the first co-written episode. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering how it was broken up. Did Dan do all the party stuff and like Rupinder did all the baby stuff?
Oh, maybe.
Or Bebe stuff?
Bebe.
I'm just wondering. So I thought that was really interesting, but they are certainly two people that we've talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into it. Oh, also, I have a reveal at the end.
Oh.
Because I think I discovered... All right, I'll reveal it now because whatever.
Oh, okay.
I did something different with this episode.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Can't wait to hear.
You and I watched the episodes.
I don't know this reveal.
Right. You and I watch the episodes together.
Yeah.
And we take notes.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we feel like taking notes gets in the way of us watching because sometimes we're not looking at the screen, mm-hmm. all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I, today, while you were out,
mm-hmm.
I watched it again without taking notes.
Oh.
And I had a very different
opinion
of the episode. Okay. And I now realize we're almost halfway through season 5. I think I've been doing it wrong the whole time. I'm not saying it would change my rankings, but it's like maybe I should do this from now mm-hmm. on. Like I made notes on what
you can see facial expressions.
Yeah, I made notes on what people were wearing and things that stuff and it sounds dumb to say like I just realized this, but it really did change everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all. I just wanted to say that.
All right,
but let's go to the cafe.
Let's have a Harvest Meadow smoothie because it looked like that's what they were having, some smoothies, some serious breakfast smoothies.
I was going to say I don't think she would have that again, but
it was green.
Well, the fact
so
that
it was definitely a green smoothie,
but the fact that it changes every time means that sometimes it's probably tolerable.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe they ask Twyla specifically what is in it, and if it sounds palatable, then it's ordered.
Yeah, because one was green.
Right.
I would avoid that one, me personally. But the other one was like purple, and that one seemed like good to go.
Our daughter made us a smoothie a while back.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't drink it. And that was a good plan.
Oh, yeah.
She put avocado in it, and I thought, oh, this is healthy. But the avocado, like, overpowered any fruit or anything else that was in there. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
So, let's get into this episode.
Wow, she's not only Moira because she's our performer, but she's also our Twyla.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could connect her to a lot of characters in Twin Peaks if we tried.
Did you just say in Twin Peaks?
Whatever we were talking about.
Oh my gosh, let's get in this episode before we...
All right, so Alexis is asking David what time Patrick's housewarming party is.
Yes.
Because, of course, she wants to be fashionably late.
Yes.
And so this is where... All right, so we get basically what this entire episode is about
mm-hmm.
right here in the cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're certainly talking about this. I love how David is totally hands-off with this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a...
Well, it is Patrick's house.
It is. Yes, right? You're right. Like, no.
But I'm just saying, like, that we saw that he thought it was a joint venture into, you know, getting their own place. And it wasn't.
Right.
So maybe that's even a little bit of a reason why, like, nope, this is your place. You're in charge of this.
And I think it's also to set up the fact that this, I'm going to call it failure of a party. I don't know how many people that were there would think of it that
mm-hmm.
way. But I think it's to set up that David was hands off. Like, mm-hmm. this was all Patrick's doing, mm-hmm. I'm going to say, with this whole theme and everything like that. But I do like how he says that he's going to play the role of the supportive. What does he say? Supportive. I was going to say supportive spouse, but not quite. And just watch him fail.
Yeah. So, and can I say there, I feel like there's always like little moments where I don't know what it is. I remember, you know, before commenting like, oh, Moira looked so amazing in this episode. Everything was just on point, like her outfit, her hair, like everything. This I felt like was an Alexis on point episode. She always looks great.
Oh, okay.
Like without a doubt, like Annie Murphy always looks phenomenal in every episode. But there was just something about Alexis in this episode. Her hair, like just everything. You mean
top to bottom the entire episode?
I feel like it was. But like right away from the first, I don't know. Something was hair different in this one. And like I just looked and I was like, oh, she just looks really, really great in this episode.
I was going to say that in this particular opening scene, Moira just fades into the background.
Yeah, I don't know if it's black wig on and everything.
I don't know if it's that she has no lines whatsoever, because it really is David and Alexis. And once the shits come in, there's a lot of expressions on Johnny's face. But Moira's just sitting there, not doing anything the whole time, which I found kind of interesting because she normally, I don't know, not overpowers as a negative thing, but she can certainly steal scenes throughout the entire series and she doesn't here. But that is what happens because the shits come in and their plan is to have Alexis babysit. Because even Jocelyn's
well,
like,
she must have said in the past.
Right. She says, remember when you mentioned how you would do anything for them or they could always reach out to her if they needed any help?
Yeah, because she said, I don't think I ever said that.
Right.
Yeah.
But they need someone to watch little Roland
Moira. Moira Jr. Little, not even Junior, though.
I don't think Junior. No, I don't think Junior. I don't think Roland's middle name is Moira.
No, I know.
And she can't do it. You know, she has a housewarming party to attend, of course.
Well, the best part is they're going for dinner and a couple's massage. That's why they need someone.
Which, I love the reveal that the couple's massage is another couple massaging them. That's super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, dinner and a couple's massage. And when she can't do it, they both make direct eye contact with Johnny and then kind of
look away. they look back to David and ask about Patrick.
Right. Yes.
Being available.
Right.
So I guess Patrick would babysit for them. When have they? You don't even ever see them interact with Patrick, really.
No.
Right.
Like, no. That's, the closest was they were at the opening of the store and they were there for the Tina Turner performance. But that's pretty much it, I think.
Yeah, I feel like we don't see those characters interact a lot.
And I think that's kind of the joke.
Right, like, yeah, like literally they would ask someone that maybe they barely have a lot of contact with over Johnny and Moira.
And I'm not saying I understand, but I totally understand. Because I like the fact that they, before even asking Alexis, they're like, we've asked everyone. I'm assuming Ray. You know what? Ronnie's got stuff to do.
Well, she had plans with Moira.
Yep.
Yeah.
But Johnny is offended.
Right. Yeah. He's like, we raised you guys and everything. And David's like, raised is a bit of a stretch. Yes. Our nursery was in a different wing of the house. Yeah.
And Moira does have a line because she does say that they're not going to ask anyone your age, John, which is fun. So now let's go. We get our opening title, everything. And now we go back to the
motel. To the motel.
Because it's revealed, first of all, it's revealed that Moira's wearing, I don't know, a blouse made up of solar panels.
They're like little mirrors.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Very Moira-esque.
Right. And it is revealed that Johnny has offered up their services.
Help. Right. He's like setting up a little playpen.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, it's really fun because clearly Moira's, she didn't know this ahead of time. He assumes that she'll be hanging around maybe to help out. He doesn't sort of know that this is his job and his job alone.
Yeah.
But she has made a date to go over to Ronnie's, and I'm assuming a bunch of Ronnie's friends. Like,
Dude didn't really specify.
No.
Yeah.
To watch a television movie that Lifetime is re-airing.
Mm-hmm. Not without my cousin.
With
Joyce DeWitt.
With Joyce DeWitt.
Yeah.
Which, interesting choice. You know what's funny? I read, because I was very curious as to whether, like, Catherine O'Hara and Joyce DeWitt had any sort
had of a connection or
relationship
something.
Or, you know, anything.
Right. Why they picked her.
Yeah.
To name
and
drop.
The only thing I came across was an interview with her.
Mm-hmm. With who? Joyce DeWitt or Catherine O'Hara?
I'm just going to call her Moira.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
And I think the interview was sometime in 2019. I don't know if this episode had come out yet. And they were just asking her about all of the different celebrity characters that are referenced. Mm-hmm. And she said, and it was really interesting, I have no idea why Joyce DeWitt is brought up multiple times. Mm-hmm. Like, it's...
Yeah, when I wrote her name down, I'm like, wait a minute, wasn't she... Didn't they mention her previously?
I don't know. I didn't see anything about that, but yeah. I found it interesting because I kind of thought, oh, this must mean something, but I assume Dan wrote this and gave her the lines, and she's like, I have no idea why I'm saying Joyce DeWitt multiple times, but I'm on board for it.
Yeah.
So, oh, sorry. Go ahead. Oh.
Edit that part.
This is stuff that gets cut out. This is stuff that should be in here for
no, so,
only.
Yeah, they're getting everything all set up, and, yeah, we hear that Moira is not going to be available, but Jocelyn and Roland show up with little baby Roland. Baby Roland's so cute.
Very cute.
Super adorable. Yeah.
This is a good baby actor, let's say.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, he was super cute.
Pretty large baby. And again, I don't know how much time has passed.
Yeah,
but
we didn't.
Pretty
yeah,
big.
We weren't really sure. Like, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know, 6 to 9 months, maybe, I would say.
Yeah, I guess
about
so.
How old?
Yeah. But they do show up.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, great. I'm so glad you could do this. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're both kind of hesitant.
Oh, 100. Yeah,
certainly.
Like Jocelyn, he tries to take the baby from Jocelyn, and she's like, I just can't let go.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
And also, they were under the impression that Moira is there to help out.
Right.
Because they say how she's decked out in choking hazards.
Oh, right, yeah. And she's very elegant, dressed to the nines in choking hazards.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
And Moira's like, oh, sorry, I'm not even going to be here.
Yeah.
It's just Johnny.
Yeah.
Which makes them more concerned.
I feel more confident with Johnny, I think, than Moira.
So would I.
Yeah.
I think it's, I guess it's more the idea of at least there's two people.
Right. Tag,
that way if things go really
us.
Wrong, there's someone else.
Yeah. Yeah. But they have, it doesn't matter who it is because they provided the baby binder.
Right there. Is
and that
baby
gives them
binder.
Everything they need to know.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm surprised we did not talk at all about the kitty sweater.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I don't, I saw it.
Talk
but
about
didn't
it
even, that was way back. That was at the beginning.
That was in the cafe.
Yeah, when they
yeah.
were in the cafe. And they were like cartoon kitties
like
this time.
Two giant cat faces on this sweater.
And they looked more like more cartoonish, I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they always, the other ones look,
they
looked
look like
more
the,
like illustrations of cats. These look like cartoon cats.
Oh, see, these remind
me
of illustrations that would be in a book that was, you know, from the 50s or something like that with adorable cats and flowers around. It's just, it's so weird. We can't,
well,
we talk about it all the time, but I just can't get over it.
Yeah, we did kind of
some of these decisions.
Bypass that kitty cat sweater.
But yeah, finally they are convinced that Johnny will care for their child and they can go on their evening of fun. And so I understand Johnny has an outfit.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a cartoon character. Like his clothes never change.
He always has a suit on.
Right.
Yeah. Or his Ebenezer Scrooge. Neck
shirt. Sure. No, def.
Yeah.
Why is there not a pop figure of that?
Oh my
anyway.
God, there needs to be.
Because we just ordered that
did
trash
Did we get
bag.
The Moira?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know we talked about it, and then I didn't order it, so I wasn't sure if you had.
Hmm.
Oh, there totally needs to, like, especially because how much he hates that episode, because he hates getting his hair messed up. It needs to be, like, a Johnny Rose Ebenezer Scrooge nightgown, nightdress,
with
nightshirt.
With messed up hair?
With messed up hair.
So in your vision of this, and maybe you could submit this to the pop company, maybe. Is he holding the hat then?
I don't know.
Does he wear a hat?
No, he's in bed when it happens. Remember? It drips on the pillow because Moira's like, oh my God, is it blood?
I don't know why I'm envisioning that he has a hat, like a floppy
hat. He's not really Ebenezer Scrooge. He just looks like him.
Okay. All right.
In David's eyes, anyway.
All right. So it's not an accessory that you would then take off. All right. Okay. So, all right. Let's leave this scene because I think we could go on.
Well, no, you were just talking about him always being in his suit and then.
Yeah, the fact that they don't mention that. I know Moira has choking hazards everywhere, but it's not even like.
Yeah.
And I know that the joke is neither of them know how to care for an infant.
Right.
But just the fact that he would still have his jacket on, at least take the jacket off.
Well, that's like you putting your shoes on at like 9 o'clock at night to go sit and watch TV. I make fun of you for that all the time. Like, you're at home. You're sitting on the couch.
You're
like,
right. No.
Get comfortable. So no, you do the same. There's a little bit of Johnny Rose in you.
If you start wearing
nightshirts, I'm going to be concerned.
If someone brought a child over that I had to watch, I would probably have to put my shoes on first. You're right. It's a good point. Lace them up and everything.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yep.
So now let's go over to Patrick's new place.
Yeah.
Because, as David said...
Well, they're preparing.
They're not preparing.
Well, yeah.
David's sitting there, like, thumbing through a book, not helping. Like, purposefully staying out of this. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's a bad idea from the jump. Like, there's a theme? Do you need to have a theme for a housewarming party?
I don't know. I think you're a little harder on this party than I am. I think it's like.
Maybe we read this differently.
I think we did. I don't know. I didn't find anything weird about the fact that there was a theme and they were doing something fun. I don't know. I mean, maybe it is because they're like adults. Like, why would. But like, I don't know. Adults get together for like, okay, we're going to have a party like for, you know, obviously like Halloween. I know that's a different story and you're dressing up and stuff. But I don't know. Like. People would have like New Year's parties and it's like a roaring 20s theme. Like, why does there need to, you know, like for 2020? Like, and everybody comes dressed that way. Like,
I know, but that's
I understand that it's, I get that it's a holiday, but what's the difference? What's the difference that having that for this particular party? Why can't you just have a theme party for other times?
Because it's just a housewarming party.
No, so what?
No, I think the theme serves a purpose in that these characters start to act like they would when they were in high school.
Yeah.
So I understand it from that point of view.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's weird to have a theme party for it. I thought the idea of housewarming party was theme enough. You are housewarming.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know. No, I've never been to a housewarming party that was a high school slumber party theme. I don't know how many housewarming parties I've been to, but, you know, the ones that I've been to have not had a theme like that. So, you make a good point. I don't know. I just didn't think it was that weird. But
maybe I'm overthinking it.
Maybe
I'm overthinking it because I was not cool enough to be invited to slumber parties in high school.
Like, I don't know that I was either. I was kind of thinking back, actually, though, watching this episode, like, how many parties, you know, like... And, like, after, like, post-prom parties and things like that at people's houses and stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you ever play Spin the Bottle?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I haven't played Spin the Bottle since, like, sixth grade.
Right. I was in junior high.
Oh, okay. You know.
Yeah, no, not as an adult.
Right.
No.
But okay, maybe that's sometimes why all this seems so weird.
Maybe. Yeah, that's true, I guess. Yeah.
Maybe that's it. I haven't played Twister in decades.
Yeah. Right.
So
I don't know. I just assume they got drunk and started to do weird things, you know? But it's better. I don't know. Would you rather go to a high school slumber party or a party where there are glass blown Venetian masks? I'm not sure.
That sounds scary to me.
A glass blown mask? Like, yeah.
I don't know. It sounds like it's going to turn into an Eyes Wide Shut party or something like that. So anyway, Patrick is very excited because he made party, quote unquote, jello shots. You can't say jello.
Party shots.
Party shots, high school slumber party theme.
And let's be honest, we have people in our neighborhood.
I was going to talk about that.
We celebrate on Halloween when you take your children to trick-or-treat at their house. There have been a few houses where the owners have had candy for kids and Jello shots for the parents.
A few houses? I know of one house. There was
somebody.
Times.
Well, okay, there was someone else who I think was going to do it, and something had come
didn't
up.
Didn't do it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess, you know, so maybe just one, but it's, I don't know. It's like kind of a fun thing.
Oh, it's super fun. Yeah. Yeah. If anybody out there lives in a neighborhood and you can just see the misery on the parents' face having to walk their kids around, you could do something like this. And suddenly become like the cool house in the neighborhood that has treats for adults and children.
Well, right. And we've.
But you might want to guard those Jell-O shots.
Admittedly, we walk around and drink as our kids trick or treat.
Sure. Right.
You know, sometimes in our neighborhood, like, you know, you.
You have to do what you can to tolerate
coffee cup container, like a travel mug, you know, with like wine or. And stuff like that, you know, but we're staying in our neighborhood. We're not driving anywhere.
This is the least we've ever talked about an episode of Schitt's Creek.
All right.
And probably the most we've ever talked about, like,
our personal lives. Oh, sorry.
I think we're just so excited about our new Patreon.
It must be that.
Right.
Yeah.
So it really comes out that, of course, they have had very different high school experiences.
Oh, totally.
David's idea of what a high school party would be. I like how it's just models lying around in their underwear.
Right. Yeah. And he talks about a salad bowl of E.
Right.
Are you going to
have
a salad bowl of E and stuff? But as soon as David gets one of these shots, he's kind of on board and he's going to need to make more.
Of course. Yes.
So, yeah, I did sort of, and that scene was just super cute when he kind of like put it in like.
Yeah.
I don't want to say shoved it in his mouth, but kind of like to, I think, quiet him.
I did. Yeah. For a while, I was like, David, can you stop pretending that you don't know what a Jell-O shot is? Like, it's really weird that he's like, I don't, whatever those things are.
Right.
And he finally fesses up to having an entire tray at one point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's leave here because let's go back to the.
We're at Ted's.
Odd domestic situation that Ted and Alexis are now involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Like. I understand it, and I guess it's just because we watched the two of them kind of apartment hunt together, that I'm assuming that David is at Patrick's quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I still kind of forget that Alexis and Ted are a thing, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Not that I forget they're
a thing. You think it's weird to see her at his place?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I shouldn't think it's so weird.
Yeah, they were just there
last episode.
When they were talking about the... the texts and everything between other girls and stuff.
I guess it's more that she is there when he's not.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
She was there and he had not.
Yeah,
he was
because
just coming
comes,
in from work.
Well, he upstairs
walked
from
upstairs
work.
Or walked, across the, the alleyway, sidewalk. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
He
looks exhausted. You know, he's really been through it this week of Neuterpalooza.
I think next week, I thought he said was like Neuterpalooza.
Oh, I thought it was
like
this
I thought,
week,
or
but
it was like
extends into
oh,
the weekend.
Maybe I don't know. Yeah, I knew he obviously though needed to on Saturday, like neuter in the AM.
Yep.
But
It will
Neuterpalooza week at work.
It'll
yes.
continue on into Saturday and Sunday, but thankfully this is Friday.
Right.
At least Alexis thinks the work week is over for
well,
everyone.
Yeah, and Alexis comes out in her, like, little lingerie. She's all ready to go to this event.
Yes, she's all ready to go and appears to have already started drinking.
Mm-hmm.
She brings him a martini,
mm-hmm.
which he doesn't want to drink because, you know.
Neuterpalooza,
of course.
Well, as he shouldn't. If you have to go, like, perform surgery on pets tomorrow, you really shouldn't be drinking tonight, Ted.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. If... Shows like ER, was there like a drunken doctor incident in ER? Probably.
I think an anesthesiologist, but yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
I think they're, are they doctors?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, whether you're
I couldn't show up and say I'm going to do anesthesia today. So I think they have to have a certain background.
I think there are lots of jobs you couldn't show up to. And you couldn't show up and be like, I'm an architect now, but that doesn't mean those people are doctors.
Uh-huh.
All right. So the whole thing is basically she's like, oh, we have to go to this party and it's a theme party. And wait, you have things to do.
Right. Like she had literally brought stuff along that was Johnny's for him to be able to wear
exactly.
and everything else.
Yes. Because she wants them to go as Hugh Hefner
right.
and Playboy bunny or playmate or something.
Wasn't
like
it somebody
that.
She knew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It who, was, Hugh who Hefner was, dated a child.
Right. But he was a young 70-year-old or something. Yeah, 77, right. I think you're right. Was the yeah. age
it's
that
not
she
as
referenced.
Weird as it yeah. sounds because he was a young 77 right. dating a high schooler.
Yeah.
And Ted really just kind of wants no part of it. Like,
well,
he's
right.
got no
he's
time
trying
for
to be
it.
Responsible for work and everything.
Of course
so,
he
yeah.
is.
So she has to go by herself?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really, I do like how she tries to convince him, like, you know how much I look forward to Patrick's housewarming parties.
Right.
As
yeah.
though it is a popular event
yeah.
that has taken place in this town.
No, that was, yeah, that was really cute. And again, she looks super cute. I mean, I know she's in lingerie, right. but yeah, just yes. something, the hair. I don't know what it
yeah.
was, something different about
and
her
she's
hair
trying to
episode.
Convince him to cut loose for one night.
Yeah.
It really
but again, I'm
working.
Surprised that in this part, you're not complaining about like the like cutesiness of their relationship.
I don't think it's.
So it didn't bother
Nothing
you as much.
Nothing will ever reach the levels okay. of that ropes course.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm totally fine with it.
All right.
Because even though I thought it was weird when he was showing her old texts and everything mm-hmm. Like that was super strange.
Mm-hmm.
I still enjoy, the back and forth between the two
yeah.
of them.
Okay.
And I think, not to spoil anything, I think I really enjoyed in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Even later, Fun mm-hmm. Ted at the party,
mm-hmm.
Fun Ted even after the party. I have to say that if people are not Ted fans, let's say,
okay,
or maybe you're on the fence about Ted and you just haven't gotten to this episode, this is like a Ted episode.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's one of those things where sometimes with a show, they'll ask, I don't want to say minor players, but less important players, like, what are your favorite five episodes? I would be shocked if this is not in Ted's top five episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's leave there. Let's go back to the motel.
Oh, the bebe is crying.
Moira has still not left.
I love how Moira said, isn't that the bebe is crying, John? Isn't he scheduled to be dormant by now?
Yes.
That's such a great line.
She's really great. She's thrown around all sorts of Moira-isms mm-hmm. in this episode.
Yes.
And she is really hands off. Like, she has not left yet, but still has the intention of going to mm-hmm. Ronnie's.
Yeah.
So it's almost as though she's like, Johnny, this is your deal. You sign up for it. Figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because he does not know why the bebe is crying.
Right.
But soon figures out.
It needs a diaper change.
Diaper change in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Off.
Yeah.
I don't. Laying
the
on the toilet?
I assumed the floor.
Oh, I thought he was up higher. So.
I just assumed the baby was on the floor, but he was sort of like hadn't like knelt down to really
yeah.
get in there yet.
That baby's too big.
Still making
to lay
decisions.
On a toilet seat, too.
Yeah, and ew, so, why would you want to? That's super
why would you
gross.
Want to put that kid on the floor either?
I don't know.
Anyway, bad decisions all around.
Right.
But
yeah, they talk about they need, and she's looking in the binder to get
right.
information for him. And she talks about he needs cleaning gloves. And then she's reading about what Jocelyn has, the information that she's given about diaper changes. And
I do
she
like
said,
how
wipe counterclockwise and flip it if you can.
Right. I do like how he
and
asks.
And he's like, the baby?
Yeah. Like, I like how he asks if she has gloves. And she's like, well, I don't have gloves. And then she says, and even if I did, they wouldn't fit you, which is kind of fun. He's referring to cleaning gloves, which
right.
I don't know. That seems like something people would do if they don't know how to take care of children.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I guess you're looking
yeah,
out for
I don't
the,
know why you'd put gloves on. Yeah.
Health
I mean,
and safety of the child, too. But it just seems
yeah.
you're overthinking
yeah, for a casual
it.
Thing like that where you're babysitting. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I worked at a daycare and there were certain times, like in the infant room, that we gloved
oh,
to change
okay.
diapers or something. But that wouldn't be, like, if I was babysitting someone's child who was
right.
a friend, I don't know that I would do that or expect that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, Johnny doesn't want to mess up his
Well, right.
So I
yeah.
get it.
Yeah, maybe if course. They change diapers, that is what they do.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
So you start to see that they're sort of working together.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure
quickly
the,
after this, Moira's
yeah.
hands off again.
And I'm sure in the binder it said wash hands, Because then Boy was yelling, like, don't forget, you need to wash hands. Yeah. Which, yeah.
Very fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go to the party because we're into the party.
Yes.
Everyone's really into what's happening here.
Oh, we're playing Never Have I Ever.
Mm-hmm. Extras all over the place. Mm-hmm. I really love this.
Yeah.
How they bring in so many people. I'm wondering if they brought back people from the truck party. I know it was a long time ago. But boy, if they had those people on speed dial, bringing them back, seeing some familiar faces in the background, maybe that's what's happening here.
Yeah.
But you're right, they're playing Never Have I Ever.
And Alexis's is Never Have I Ever acted or pretended to be a pizza delivery driver to get access to Jared Leto's party.
This is the second Jared Leto, at least the second, right? Because he was Alexis's first kiss, and now it's revealed that David pretended to be a pizza delivery guy
to get access.
Yes, it's very funny because the whole thing behind this is nobody's really drinking except David because I guess he's done everything, right? Like anything that's brought up. He's been drinking quite a bit, and I guess so has Stevie. Because
I thought all of them were. I didn't get the impression it was just...
I just meant for this particular party.
Oh, okay.
The purpose of the game is if you did these things that are described, you have to drink.
Oh.
Because Twilight even complains, like, can we choose something that's kind of boring? Because I'm really thirsty. Mm-hmm. This is another instance, and I know I brought it up before, where you see how short Twilight is.
Oh.
She's so tiny. Mm-hmm. And I know that Alexis has giant shoes on because later she has to take them off.
Right.
But still, I don't know. I brought up before. I really, I guess I should just look her height up. I'm very curious. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But so as they're playing, Ted arrives.
Oh, yes. Oh, can we just very quickly... when David complains about how he's done all of these things, I like how Patrick goes, yeah, I can't believe you ate out of the garbage. And he says, I did that yesterday in front of you. It's really fun. Yeah. But yeah, Ted arrives.
Yes.
Oh, and he's like totally hammered.
Well, he had some of Alexis's like coconut raspberry like wine coolers, did he call them? I forget.
I don't know. He says they tasted like burnt plastic.
Oh, yeah.
Which
they sounded awful. But he still drank three of them.
Right.
And also, like, was it weird that he already had, like, stubble going on, like, 5 o'clock shadow that he didn't have
it
earlier,
looks like he's been up for days drinking. Like, it is such a... But his hair's a mess. Like,
I kind of loved it, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was so fun.
But he really... it almost is... It's like time has passed for him in a different way than it has for every other
character. Well, I think he just can't handle any alcohol. So those coconut raspberry, like, spritzers or seltzers or whatever they were, wine coolers or whatever, obviously hit him really hard.
And I love, and this is, again, stuff I would not have noticed if I didn't watch it again. Mm-hmm. He's, like, acknowledging people that are off camera. He's waving to people, like, doing finger guns to somebody.
Yeah.
It's very fun because he is fun, Ted, and I don't know. Listen, Ted's always fun.
Yeah.
But I don't think we've ever met drunk Ted before, right?
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. Drunk Ted's great.
Oh, he should be drunk all the time in this show.
I remember watching this thinking like, wow, Drunk Ted's so much fun.
Because
David offers him a party shot.
Right, yes. Yeah. Because that's the big thing. He comes in a robe and then he takes the robe off and it's like, you know, super hot Ted. Super hot, super drunk Ted is here at this party.
Yeah, he's in like boxers David's and like the white tank.
And David's very excited about this because even Patrick kind of offers the jello shots, but David takes the tray and goes off with Ted, basically. Yes. So we cut to, after a very quick commercial break, they are now playing Spin the Bottle.
With a wine bottle. Super fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't think it was a wine bottle that we used in middle school.
Probably not. Yeah. When we played Spin the Bottle in seventh, I was in seventh grade, I think.
Okay.
I don't remember what we used, but I'm pretty certain it wasn't a wine bottle.
No, you don't.
I remember when we played, it was at a friend's house who had a pool inside of her house.
What?
Yes.
Wow. It's like you grew up like Ted and Alexis.
Yeah. She had a pool inside. And I remember, wow, like, it was a swim party. So we swam and everything, like, in this indoor pool.
Did you remain friends with this person, like, through high school? Like, did this person
No, I mean, I graduated with her, like,
parties?
Yeah. I was never, I don't know that I ever was at another party in her house.
All right.
But, yeah. You know, it was, like, we're in seventh grade, like, I don't even think it was, like, a birthday party. I think it was just, like, a fun party.
It was just, like, a makeout party?
We played Spin the Bottle. Oh, okay. I don't know, wow. I guess.
Look at you. Doing so much fun stuff in middle school.
Not really. But anyway, yeah, so they're playing Spin the Bottle. Back to them. There was no pool at Ted's, but I love when Davey. I always do that when I'm trying to say David and Stevie.
Fine. I called the show Twin Peaks earlier. Don't worry about it.
I love that when David tells Stevie to put a mirror away.
Right.
Because she's just on her phone constantly, I guess, like texting him or sexting him or whatever.
I don't know if she's sexting him at this party. I'm sure they're just texting each other. But yeah, she's all on her phone.
Yeah.
I like that she finally gives up the phone because then she's way more fun.
Oh, yeah.
Later and making her Stevie comments.
Yeah.
So she spins the bottle and she has to kiss Alexis.
Well, because and he said, and she, I guess she kind of is like, you know, he's like, put a mirror away. And I think she's like, I don't really know if I want to play, or she makes some kind of reference to that. And he's like, my sister's in that circle. Do you think I'm dying to play? Which I thought that was really funny.
It is very strange, like, that a brother and sister would be.
You and your sister never played Spin the Bottle together.
No, we didn't. No. And if we were
my brother
in a situation like this, I would assume maybe you'd trade off, you know, like you sit here for a while and, you know, we'll like tag team in and out of this particular game.
Yeah.
But yes, the bottle points to Alexis. She has to crawl across the floor.
So Stevie and Alexis kiss to start things off, which of course kind of like really like things get like hot and heavy really fast. I guess we could
immediately say. Because it's weird though that Alexis, when she's like, ooh, Stevie has to, like, she's making all sorts of eyesies and looks.
Eyesies and looksies.
Like Ted, ooh, watch this and everything.
Right.
And then she freaks out.
Right. Yeah.
Because now he spins the bottle.
Well,
or wait,
and it's on him. Mm-hmm. So they kiss, but then he spins it, and it goes to David.
Yes.
So this is where his fun Ted, come here, big guy. You know, he doesn't even hesitate and goes right across.
Which I heard all of his big guy lines were ad libbed. Like,
okay.
That was not written down. That was just a thing Ted brought to set, I guess.
But it was
that
perfect.
Day.
It was so funny and just so,
it's super perfect. Mm-hmm. And it's also, you know, this is not for me to say again that this is not about dragging Patrick or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have to say, I think the way that he and Alexis react to this is way over the top. I
kind of felt that way too. Like, they're all having fun. They're all drinking.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
fun.
And it's not like,
it's not like David and Ted are going to leave together later on at the end of the
night. It's not like,
you know,
they're making out. There's tongue involved in this.
Right.
It's just,
but again,
funny,
maybe it's just because we're drinking and we're more sensitive to this situation. Maybe Patrick isn't drinking as much. And then there's that little piece of like,
no,
he's
you're
having
right.
more fun, and and you know, like, he's having fun with him with other people. I'm not having as much fun as at my own housewarming party.
There are parts,
so maybe that was part of it, and then Alexis kind of like fed into that.
I can understand
it
to a certain point, but the kiss reminds me of the way like Bugs Bunny would kiss Elmer Fudd. You know what I mean? Like, it was so comic and over the top. I found it very funny.
Yeah.
But yeah,
fun with it. Yeah. But yeah, Alexis was totally horrified. And maybe it's just, maybe that's a weird thing. Like, your boyfriend kissing your brother is weird. Right?
Yeah,
so,
I guess
maybe that's also like, even drunk or not, out of fun or not. But again, when you're all sitting down together and you're going to play the spin the bottle together, what do you think is going to happen?
Right.
You have to realize,
you have to
like,
be
okay,
somewhat
this could
mentally
get
prepared for
a little strange.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, but I also understand what this episode is about as well, is that, you know, David was not excited about this party. Patrick
was. And
now
David is having
way
more fun.
Has completely
everything
flipped.
Is, yeah, everything is about David.
Right.
Yeah, Alexis is horrified. Stevie's like, I smell drama, which was great. I love her, you know, her little interjection in there. Oh, and one other thing that I forgot to mention, and I know on our Facebook page I made a little comment about this.
Mm-hmm.
How much, too, we talked a lot about what people are wearing. We didn't even acknowledge David and Patrick wearing their cute little coordinating pajamas.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
Oh.
They had a pajama set on that, like, Patrick's, of course, was blue.
Uh-huh.
David's was white. But they were, like, the button-down pajama matching set, basically just different colors. So they had, like, their little coordinating jammies. And they looked super cute.
Didn't even notice what they were.
And I didn't
wearing.
Even, to mention that when we first saw them. That, they're, like, in this little matching pajama sets, which I loved.
So now let's go back to the motel because by this time Moira has completely bailed on movie night at Ronnie's.
Right, she's
movie
not going
premiere
to Ronnie's.
At Ronnie's or whatever it was going to be. And she still isn't helping because she's just sitting on the bed watching her own Lifetime movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead, you seem very excited about something.
Oh no, I just think Johnny comes out and he's like, it's shocking how this little thing could create so much destruction.
So he puts the baby down in the pack and play or crib or whatever you want to call it. And he realizes.
Moira does. Moira's like, John, your jacket.
Oh, no. I thought
he
was saying that the kids spit up in the crib
in the playpen,
and stuff like
yeah,
that.
And
yeah,
spit up on his jacket, his shoulder.
Yes. And this just goes into a whole thing. I do like how she's like, did you feed him shellfish?
Right. But his body is ejecting things. Yes. And that's when she's like, did you feed him shellfish?
Uh-huh.
What did you do? And Johnny's like, I didn't do anything. He just needs a change of clothes. He needs, you know.
Well, Johnny's concerned. Like, because it doesn't seem that either of them, until she reads it in the binder, thinks that this is a normal thing.
She calls to him, spinning up is normal.
Yes. She goes to the binder. I think it's really great that, and I could just imagine Jocelyn going home after Johnny's agreed to do this, and she's had to put the entire binder together just for them.
I don't know. Do you think she did it just for them?
I
or
do.
Or do you think
really
this
do
is
think,
already prepared?
I really think it's just, or do you think she actually did it for Roland? And she's like,
probably.
Oh, okay.
I think he mentioned something about it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. It's very funny. I do like how she reads that Jocelyn wrote Spit Happens.
Mm-hmm.
And Moira even says, that's really clever. For Jocelyn. It's really great. I also like during these scenes where you can hear her on
the
her
Lifetime
movie.
I
background.
Agree. Yeah.
Yes. But she is complaining about how certain scenes are shot. She says that her love scene is an aerial shot, which I was like, how far away are? What an odd decision, I guess, unless the characters are in the middle of a field or something like that. And she also mentions that she was expecting a Q&A at Ronnie's after this.
Oh, well, I guess she's missing out on that one.
Yeah. So let's go back to...
back to the party.
Yeah.
It's and Twister time.
Yeah. And speaking of babies pooping, it appears that Patrick and Alexis are kind of party poopers themselves here.
Yeah, they're super annoyed.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Twister time. It appears that now Ted and David are joined at the hip and just doing everything together.
Yeah. Which is fun.
No, it is fun.
Yeah.
But like I said earlier, and this is like the whole point of this is not for us to continue to say bad things about Patrick, but it's the whole high school thing. It's it's this whole, like, let's replicate what a high school party would be. Let's replicate these crazy emotions that aren't, I don't want to say adult or don't make any sense, but it's kind of irrational, but I understand that that's the whole point of this.
Yeah, because they make reference to, like, watching the attractive popular kids having fun in a party and everything. And
yeah, because he does say, like, what are you two doing? You're like myself when I would go to parties and make fun of the, you know, judge the attractive and popular people.
Yeah.
And I like how he's like, now that I'm one of them, it's pretty great.
But yeah, they're not having fun. Yeah, right. Like Alexis is like, this is, you know, the time you kissed my boyfriend and everything. She's really heated about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they kind of like try to turn the tables and basically say, like, how would you feel, you know,
if I
kissed Patrick and Patrick and I kissed and everything. And David's like, I wouldn't care.
Yeah. Like, I have to say the performance of both Alexis and Patrick here are really, really great. This is
well, and this is where she kicks off her shoes, as we mentioned. Yeah. And Patrick goes, really? Which I think somebody didn't someone comment that he put that in on his own?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I feel like someone commented that was kind of another little like ad lib.
Okay, that's fine.
But yeah, so she kicks off her shoes and they have the most awkward, uncomfortable, horrible, like,
The fact that he is not moving at all and she's like rubbing her face on his and just going, And when she's done, I love when she says, yum.
Yeah.
It's super funny.
Yeah.
David's even kind of laughing at how awkward and strange this whole thing was.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, it does nothing but make, I think, Patrick even more upset.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And then Alexis kind of says that Ted needs to get his house coat and his other slipper.
Right.
Because apparently he had only one on, I guess. And it was time to go.
Time to go. Yes. Yeah.
So she's out of there.
Because Ted's very excited. I think when she calls him over, he's like, oh, what game? Oh, no, he says, are we still spinning bottles? Because he watches the two of them kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they decide to leave.
Mm-hmm.
The night is winding down, so let's go back to the motel.
Yes, the baby's finally asleep. Mm-hmm,
the bebe.
Bebe.
It's really tough for me to read bebe in my notes because I only put the accent over the use several times in my notes. So when it's not there...
Mm.
It looks like babe.
Right.
Pig in the city. So.
Okay. Moving on.
Right. So it's a really nice thing. Again, Moira's still just watching this movie. Mm-hmm. And it's mainly Johnny talking about.
Yeah. He's like, we did it.
Yeah. He's basically like, he learned something from this experience.
Well, he said, what did we learn? And that's that she said that Adelina was grossly underpaid. Who was like their nanny. They've mentioned her before.
There's an earlier great line when she's like, well, we can't just call Adelina away from her daughter's wedding.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. They do mention that earlier when they realize they have to babysit and don't know what to do. Yeah.
But it really is like he's learned that he could do this or they could do this. Yeah. I like how he gives her credit for, I guess, just reading the binder to him when he needed that.
Yeah.
And as she's talking, we see that he falls asleep back behind her.
Yep.
And the shits return and she kind of shushes them as they come in.
Yeah. She says, I just got him down. And then they're looking at the baby, the bebe. Right. And of course, Moira's like, no, John.
Yes.
Yeah. But they said, she says to Jocelyn, he's a slice of meringue.
Slice of meringue. Yeah. It's very cute.
Yeah.
But quickly dismisses ever watching this kid again when Roland suggests that they are on the short list to watch him.
Yeah. And then Roland said, Roland comments looking at John saying, I like him. I think I almost like him better asleep than awake. Yeah.
It's very cute. And that's sort of the end of the baby.
Bebe.
And bebe end of things. Yeah. Here. But we have two more scenes to get to. So first let's go to David and Patrick.
Yes.
They're
cleaning up. Party's over.
Post-party cleanup is the worst part of having any sort of party. I don't know. Most of the time it's like, let's clean this up tomorrow. But I guess when your bed is in the same room as your kitchen and the mess and all of that.
Yeah.
They're cleaning up.
David said he's going to take the garbage out and run off with Ted or something.
Run off with Ted.
Yeah, because they're kind of talking about, you know, like, you know, everybody, you guys were making this situation worse and Stevie didn't help. And David goes, Stevie never helps.
It's really great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I like how it's sort of revealed then in when he's like, well, what exactly is the problem? And it turns out that he talks about Ted an awful lot. And that's when David was like, wait, are you jealous of Ted or are you jealous of me? Mm-hmm. It's very fun because they do sort of, like, this is nothing that lingers beyond this episode. Mm-hmm. They kind of work it out. He realizes that he was maybe being a little silly with how he was kind of overreacting. Mm-hmm. And I think also David kind of understands, mm-hmm. like, that maybe he was a little... He was having maybe a little too much fun with this.
Yeah.
It's very cute. I like how their scene ends. I do think it's odd when Patrick's like, boy, I wish I knew you in high school. What mm-hmm. a weird thing. Like...
Well, yeah, because then...
I couldn't imagine knowing anybody I know now as an adult in high school. I wouldn't have wanted them to see me in high school. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. Yeah, because is it David that says about he'd be like a raver with lots of pacifier necklaces and stuff?
Yep, a candy raver.
And he's like, he's like, I think we met at the right time.
Right, yes, exactly. Yeah. So now let's go back to Ted's place. Because he and Alexis are getting ready for bed. And I like how she says that he still has his slippers on. And he says, my feet get cold when I drink. And she says, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even remember kissing David. Because
mm-hmm.
she's like, you kissed my brother. And he goes, who kissed your brother? And then he's even like, give your brother a big kiss now.
Yeah.
He's really going for it mm-hmm. in this entire episode, and especially here at the end.
Yeah, and Alexis is like, you need to sleep it off. Right,
you need to sleep it off.
Yeah.
She's saying, ooh, and I love how he gets the last line of this, where he mimics and goes, ooh, 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 and then he goes, that's you. I thought it was really super fun. Yeah. And like I said, like, the best... Ted episode, I'm going to say, of the entire series. I don't know what's coming up, but I can't imagine mm-hmm. Ted's any more fun.
Fun, definitely for fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, we get Ted's serious acting episodes. Mm-hmm. I understand that, but just...
Yeah, and you always see his sweet side, you know, mm-hmm. always. Like at the little nursing home when they go and dance and... You know, the sweetness of the singles week and everything right. when they reunite and all of that. We always mm-hmm. see that. But this is definitely like fun loving drunk Ted is tons of fun.
Yeah. And that's it. That's how the episode ends. Yeah.
Wow. This is so great.
So at the end of our episodes, every single episode we do, we rank our episodes from our very favorite, the best of the best Schitt's Creek episodes to the least best of the best Schitt's Creek episodes. So Carla, if this episode were a Jell-O shot, would you just have one or would you have an entire tray?
An entire tray.
I will share your list with you.
Yeah, the party is so much fun.
Right.
The babysitting is fun as well. Maybe not quite as much fun to me as the party, but again, right. I feel like I always lean towards... The kids over Moira and Johnny. Yeah. I love both of them, but I do feel like I love David and Alexis and mm-hmm. all the stuff that happens with them. And anytime you can throw Stevie in there, it's always a lot of fun. Of course, we always say that. So I would probably put this one, let's say, my new number. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and this is when it's hard. I'm like looking like,
right.
is it better than the barbecue? I don't know. I like the barbecue.
Well,
the
plus, I don't remember
fun.
What happened in every
is it
episode.
Better than, you know, yeah. Like, yeah. it's always like trying to kind of remember, like, is it better than that
yeah,
one?
I can
kind of
remember
not?
The A storylines you know? Based on the titles.
Right, of course.
Other than that, I have to trust myself that I ranked certain episodes high for a reason.
Right. Yep. No, definitely. I'm going to say it's my new... 17.
All right. Right after...
The plant.
The plant.
Yeah.
So, pretty high up. Very good.
Yeah.
I completely agree with everything you said. We do not... Listen, we don't talk about where our rankings are going to be.
Nope.
And I feel like it's always fun. This is my 16.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah this is a very good episode. I really do always like episodes when they can put a bunch of the younger people together. Like mm-hmm. the fact that, and Twyla doesn't get that much
it's
to
like
do.
Games
but the
night.
Fact that Twyla is that, right, mm-hmm. games night, dinner at Ted's, mm-hmm. stuff like that. I always feel like that's a lot of fun. And the fact that they're together for the entire episode, mm-hmm. I think, is really great.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I don't think that the babysitting stuff is the better part of the episode, mm-hmm. but it's not bad. And we do see, maybe it's just Johnny, growth in Johnny, but we do see some growth in these mm-hmm. characters. And I guess just the fact that Moira didn't go to Ronnie's is growth enough mm-hmm. for her.
Yeah.
So as usual, everybody let us know if you agree with our rankings. Is this too high? Is it too low? Should it be, you know, within our top tens or something like that? Is it in your top 10? And provide star rating, feedback, everything like that. Wherever you get the show, we greatly appreciate it. And we will talk to you all again in 2 weeks when we talk about the 6th episode of season 5, Rock On, where Jocelyn trades out all of her kitty shirts for, I think it's a poison shirt, right? Okay. So we'll look forward to that, and we will talk to everybody again in 2 weeks.
Warmest regards.